Coming up on this week's The Outlaw Lawyer, Josh and I will talk about a lot of common questions we get as attorneys. We'll talk about some recent COVID-19 developments, and we will also give you some information about what to ask when you're searching for an attorney. Coming up.
And now,
the Supreme Court has said
unanimously,
this was wrong. Fact-based.
Your belief at the time doesn't necessarily jive with what the actual law is.
Reasonable.
Informative.
Now, if you take in facts and you think about them and you don't jump to an
instant opinion,
you're the outlaw.
And now, Outlaw Lawyer with Josh Whitaker.
Welcome to this week's The Outlaw Lawyer. You're dialed in. Me and Joseph T. Hamer are here with you today. I'm Josh Whitaker. We are the partnering attorneys of Whitaker and Hamer. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Josh. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I feel like we do every show that way. I think we need to make a note that we talk about stuff more.
No, man. I think we start with that. It's important to know how we're doing. And I'm doing great.
As a reminder, here at The Outlaw Lawyer, we are here to talk to you about legal items that we think are important. Sometimes we pull news items that we think could use the attention of two attorneys. Sometimes we pull Supreme Court cases. Sometimes we share some common questions we get as attorneys. But we try to talk to you about the law, statutes, cases. That's what we do. That's what me and Joe do every day. That's how we make our money. We are practicing attorneys here in the state of North Carolina.
Sometimes we talk about absolutely nothing.
Sometimes we do that.
From a legal perspective.
So this week, I'm still, you know, we're not really talking about it from a legal perspective, but just as businessmen in the area, you know, we're seeing the COVID-19 numbers go up. We talked a little bit about school masks last time. This week, me and Joe, it seems like every week we just did something together. We were at Monster Jam.
And we do a lot of things together, including this radio show, which may be my favorite of all the things. Second only to Monster Jam.
I have not been to Monster Jam in a long time, but I don't know what happened to Bigfoot. Bigfoot was it, man.
What about, was there a Bone Crusher and they changed him to Stone Crusher?
No, I think there was.
Always been Stone Crusher?
So when I was growing up, there was Bigfoot, and that's all. That was like Hulk Hogan, man. Bigfoot was all that mattered.
More so than Gravedigger?
Yeah, Gravedigger wasn't around. Gravedigger was like the up-and-comer when I was growing up. But Bigfoot's just gone, and I didn't do any research on this, but he wasn't there. There was no mention of Bigfoot. There was no Bigfoot merchandise.
I'm going to send a request to our scientists to in the lab.